fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Sunday, the 30th day of September, 2007, welcome to the John Moore Show. I took the opportunity the last 45 minutes or so to listen to the host before me, Jim Phillips. And Jim, God bless you. You're doing an excellent job, and carry on. Station management made an intentional decision about a year ago or so to group together some preparedness-related shows, myself and Jim here, and maybe some others. I need to be paying more attention. But it's handy for you folks out there that want to learn about preparedness and acquire these skills to have these shows grouped together. And thank you, John Stackmiller, for doing so. This is an excellent opportunity to get information that's difficult, if not impossible, to get otherwise in the format of talk radio anyway. There's certainly a multitude of books that you can purchase, or some you can get from the library to get some of this information. However, ladies and gentlemen, books aren't interactive. You can't ask a book a question, can you? This is live talk radio. And you can call into the John Moore Show with your questions and your comments about preparedness at 800-313-9443. I was listening with great interest to Jim's comments about space blankets, Mylar blankets. And it's a good example, these Mylar blankets, space blankets, of where you can be steered wrong by looking at nice color pictures in a cab or on the Internet of things that are for sale, read the description of what they do, make a purchase, put it away, thinking you're all set in that area, only to find out you've made a huge mistake and it's too late to change it. We'll talk about that when we come back from first break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know what you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you through throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate to tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Mortis, Sunday, the 30th day of September 2007. Welcome back. For you first-time listeners out there, I do have a website. You can see my photograph, read my bio. The address of my website is thelibertyman.com. Don't forget to put the in front of it, Tango Hotel Echo, or you'll get someplace you don't want to be. You'll see products that I offer there. Some are fairly routine things like discount travel, similar to Travelocity and Expedia, except if you're helping John Moore get this whole thing together. That's there at my website. Identity theft insurance, good thing. Fairly inexpensive. Having your, I just heard a story from a friend who his chiropractor friend has identity stolen. So it's an enormous energy drain. Repair that and put it back together by yourself. Also, products are unique. My DVDs that deal with preparedness based on my personal experience in the military and as a private investigator. Family Safety in Perilous Times, Volume 1, and Family Safety in Perilous Times, Volume 2. Proprietary information you can't get anywhere else, reasonably priced. My book on personal security, being safe from common cr- criminals and street crime. My book, Feel Safe Anywhere, You Can Be Your Own Bodyguard. And some interesting links to people I've worked with over the years and some of the insights that they bring to the table. That's all at my website, thelibertyman.com. Before the break, I started talking about, and I'm just using this as an example, our previous host here, Jim Phillips, was doing an excellent job on some different topics. These Mylar blankets, space blankets. I know from personal experience what happens when you use a Mylar blanket to sleep in. A healthy adult male is going to put out at least a pint of moisture during the 8 hours that you will be wanting to sleep. Mylar is a moisture barrier, and it's going to condense on the inside of that. You're going to wake up like I did when I tried it. The only way to find out is to do it. You're going to wake up soaking wet and cold. That's what happens when you sleep with a space blanket all wrapped up nice and cozy. Big mistake. Absolutely big mistake. There's many, many mistakes you can make. Purchasing equipment that you've never used, thinking it will perform in the advertised, promoted manner by the manufacturer or the people selling it, only to find out that it won't. I refer to people that do this as armchair commandos, men and women who buy items, never test them, never use them, put them away in their 72-hour kit, or stored in their closet or in their automobile or in their basement, wherever it might be, thinking and believing that these items they've purchased will perform in the manner advertised. That's a mistake that can get you killed. It's a mistake that can make you very uncomfortable. Why go there? Why do that? Well, clearly, in my opinion, you shouldn't. In my opinion, any equipment that you buy, supplies that you buy, should be field tested by yourself to make sure they perform as advertised, that they're durable, that you can repair them, that you can maintain them, and so forth. That's critical. That's essential. Because what we're talking about here is long-term survival. Not getting through a 2 or 3 day hurricane or a 10-minute tornado. We're talking about surviving the long-term consequences of a major event like Hurricane Katrina, a 9-point shake in a New Madrid, whatever it might be. It depends on where you are, what you're exposed to. Free Throw Guy and I are working on different projects. He called me after my show last week. He doesn't get to listen to every show. And his military experience is somewhat similar to mine. And he found himself agreeing with pretty much everything I said last week. He's supposed to be getting me some proprietary Alice backpack straps that he's designed, engineered, and had manufactured. And he's got a limited supply right now. I don't believe he's even advertising at the moment, but we talked about some other fabricators, outside vendors that could fabricate these straps, these shoulder straps that go on Alice backpacks. He's a big proponent, a big advocate of the Alice backpack like I am. Unfortunately, the Alice backpack, or maybe it's fortunate because of the surplus numbers that are coming out there, the it's now a second generation back. The current first generation rucksack or backpack for the Army and the Marines is something I don't particularly favor, and Freeze Dry Guy does not favor either. However, that's good news for us civilians, that we have access to all the many, many thousands of Alice backpacks that are being dumped on the market as surplus by the military. I like the medium-sized bag. There's only one size frame. Freeze-dry guy likes the medium-sized bag. The large bag, quite frankly, in my opinion, is just too much. For a man to carry a full bag, a full large-sized bag, up and down hills for days on end. It's just too much for me. I'm a fairly strong guy, 6 feet, 175, and in pretty good condition. It's more than I want to do. And in fact, even when I was 31, 32 years old, it was still more than I wanted to do. I can carry enough to keep me going for a week, easy, and for 2 weeks, if I'm careful about how I pack the medium-sized backpack. And that's as much as any human being can ever expect, is to carry enough to keep you going for 2 weeks out there in the bush without resupply. So that's my opinion. Freeze-dry guy shares that opinion. And living out of a backpack is an acquired skill. It's an ongoing process where that as you work with this equipment, you learn what you need, what you don't need. You learn what works, what doesn't work. You learn how to substitute things that make sense. For example, I just restocked my supply of black cable ties 2 days ago. I went to a hardware store, one of these big chain outlets, and I picked up several hundred black cable ties in different sizes. They're extremely handy. You can replace heavier things on your field gear with cable ties. Whenever you use cable ties of adequate strength, because they are, the larger they are, the stronger they are. Use small ones where it's appropriate. Use larger ones where you need them. I find around the farm and around the ranch, black cable ties are handy. Whenever I'm together with some of my male friends, we sometimes comment, how in the world do we ever get along without this stuff? I had a radio installed by a professional installer last week, and he says, well, John, here's what we do. We use pieces of wire. We use black electrical tape to do some of these chores with varying degrees of adequacy and success. But the installer buys his black cable ties by the case, 1,000 at a time. Quite frankly, I might be doing that myself because there are cable ties that are meant to be used over. Most of the time, most of us just use the one-use cable ties. Now, if you're sitting there in radio land listening to me talk about cable ties and you don't know what I'm talking about, here's the deal. I don't know who invented these, but I hope they're collecting royalties. Cable ties are nylon strips that are used, as the name implies, to tie together bits of wire, either cables or wire, to make a nice, neat installation in a home, in an office environment, electronic shop, automobile. Any place you have wire and cables that need to be attached either to attachment points or to each other, that's the end of the purpose. However, many of us have found a multitude of other uses for the cable ties. For example, with field gear, we've got these different metal clips that can be used to attach an H-harness to a pistol belt. We found that cable ties of the proper size are lighter weight, don't rust, and are stronger than the metal clips. So many of us have started replacing the metal clips with cable ties for that reason. Really handy, and they work, and they're effective. So myself and many of the men I work with, we routinely keep several hundred. And this may sound like a lot. You can buy a pack of 200 cable ties for just $4 or $5. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 30th of September, 2007. Talking about cable ties. Now, this is really exciting stuff. I mean, where else can you be on a Sunday afternoon and have talk radio where your host is talking about cable ties? I mean, compared to football games and other exciting things, this is pretty boring stuff. However, if you're interested in preparedness, interested in survival, this is real nuts and bolt information. Now, cable ties come in a variety of colors. I mentioned black for a number of reasons. Black is the ultraviolet resistant cable tie. It's used for outdoor installations for that reason. A lot of men, myself included, we standardize on black for almost everything because when we've got that color, black, we know we're good to go for all applications. Now, the color, the ones that are coming, the various colors, green and blue and red and so forth, and white, they're excellent for indoor installations and for color coding your various cables that you might be working with. If you've ever been around a complex radio installation or a complex computer installation, the multitude of cables and wires can be, quite frankly, burdensome and overwhelming. Coating with colored tape and with colored cable ties will help you to keep these cables and wires straight and avoid a very expensive mishap. I got a note here that we're supposed to mention that Republic Broadcasting now has a chat room on the homepage that you can communicate with each other and the host of Republic. And we got our first call at 800-313-9443. Regular caller, John in Tennessee. Are you there, sir?
I am, John. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I've got a comment. Nothing really, thankfully. But I do have a comment and then a couple of questions for you. I'm sure that you know if it becomes necessary, the cable ties, or I call them zip ties, can be reused.
Yeah.
They can
yeah.
be reused.
Well, isn't there a special tool to help depress
that
little...
Well, I carry a little pocket knife.
And that's
push,
a thin blade. Yeah.
Right, just a sharp point, maybe like on a pen knife.
Yeah.
And just stick it up in there and pull the tie
of course,
out. And it's reusable.
Of course. Most of my installations, I cut off the loose end. I don't know about you, but I try to make it a little neater.
I'm using it for, but, yeah, they can be reused.
Yep.
The other questions I had for you is, you know, I've got a .22 and a Savage rifle and got a .303 British that's a shooter. If I were going to get me a varmint rifle, what would you recommend between a 17 HMR or maybe a 223? Of those two, which would you prefer and why?
Well, first of all, we need to explain the difference. 17 HMR is a .22 caliber cartridge that's been necked down to a smaller projectile.
Right.
Refresh my memory, John. Did they use a .22 mag or a regular .22 long
rifle? Well, it's a Hornady mag rimfire. It's actually a bigger cartridge with a .22 projectile, I'm understanding it properly.
Okay. Well, it's a hot
got a lot
little
more
round.
Kick.
Well, yeah, it's a hot little round. The .223 was originally designed, Remington .223 was originally designed 40-something years ago. It's actually closer to 50 now, I guess. As a varmint cartridge, and Eugene Stoner used it when he developed the original AR-15 M16, which I regret the day the man ever did it myself, because it's not a man stopper. It is, however, an excellent, excellent varmint cartridge, which was the original engineering intent. Here's the answer to your question. I would pick the .223 for the following reason. It is a marginal stopper, in addition to being an excellent, excellent varmint round. The 17 caliber round, I would not take it as a serious man stopper under any conditions, unless that's all I had. It's just simply not enough. There's not enough foot pounds of energy there.
Okay, and the last question for you, I heard today on another program on Republic that Blackwater is actually training individuals to be involved in a police action in the event of martial law. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I have not. However, I have a friend who is a 2-plus-year employee of Blackwater, and I do security work myself with some friends of mine. And first of all, all employees, all field operatives of Blackwater are already highly trained prior military individuals. On top of that, Blackwater will train these men in communications, first aid, tactics, and so forth, which is basically fine-tuning skills these men already have. If anything, the skills these men would not have that Blackwater would need to teach them would be how to control people as a police officer as opposed to a soldier.
Well, and that's what I had heard, that they've got camps in all 50 states where they're training private individuals.
Hold on, John. Let's do the break. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 30th of September, 2007. We're visiting with one of our callers here, John, from Tennessee. You still there, John?
I am.
Let's talk about Blackwater a little bit. First of all, I think it's highly unlikely that they have a training facility in each of the 50 states. That would be an expense. This is a private profit-making company. I can't imagine why they would spend their resources to do that. That wouldn't make any sense. Now, let's talk about the role of Blackwater in some future martial law event and what they would most likely be doing. Based on what I know about this type of operation, what these men are trying to do, what they're capable of doing, they would probably be doing two things: protecting certain individuals, transporting them and protecting them, like they do in Iraq right now, which is, we call that executive protection, and also protecting critical infrastructure, which would mean major command and control centers where there's computer databases, satellite uplinks and downlinks, things of that nature. That's what I would expect Blackwater to be doing. Unless they became a massive organization consisting of a million or more men and women, which I don't believe is real likely.
Which could be like a possible national police force.
Right. That's not going to happen. Blackwater is not going to become that big. That's a fantasy. We have the FBI is as close to a national police force as we've got. And these guys and gals, they aren't cops. They receive some paramilitary training, but they're not cops. Every community of any size does have a police force, and there is the National Guard, there's the regular army, and so forth. I think it's more likely than not, John, Blackwater would be used in the roles that I just described. The several thousand men, I'm not aware of them putting women in the field in these positions. They may. I'm not aware of it. But they would be protecting, doing executive protection work and protecting certain critical infrastructure where the value of the target was deemed important enough that they had to bring in people that kind of expertise and training.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't expect Blackwater to be doing much else because there simply aren't enough of them. There's going to be, let's say they had 50,000 people. Now that won't fill up a good size college football stadium, and spread out among the 50 states, that's nothing. That's nothing.
Okay, one other thing while you were at break that happened to come to my mind, you mentioned that there's a chat room on the homepage of RBN.
Right.
I would like to offer a little word of warning to those that might be involved in the chat room. And I have experience, pretty solid experience with what I call net warfare. Due to Homeland Security, they're doing a lot of monitoring of forums and chat rooms. So if you're going to go on RBN's site and you're going to be involved in a room, mark your words, say what you need to say, but guard your personal information. Don't offer too much borderline stuff because, and that's my feelings on it. It'd be interesting
John,
for RBN.
We have evidence, John, to back up what you're saying. My friend Rick Salata with KT Ordnance up there in Montana, when the federal paperwork came down against him, they quoted myself talking to Rick live on the air. They had quotations from the John Moore Show in the federal paperwork that came from the mm-hmm. Department of Justice. So it's not speculation. It's not paranoia. It's in court documents.
It is documented.
It's in court documents that they monitor, they transcribe what's said on the John Moore Show.
Well,
so of course,
if you want to try it out, go to a web page or go to a forum and say some things and count to 10 and see how long it is before someone's there. I mean, they are there and they come as an angel of light, whatever you want to call it, but they will be quick to throw a tinfoil hat on you and come out with a name calling and deride and belittle and ridicule. I mean, it's remarkable. So
yep.
I know that the sites are being monitored.
Well, of course
your emails being checked.
Of course they are, John.
It's interesting to recall, John, if people study history, and I've been trying to tell people the last 3 or 4 days, we're going through what Mussolini put Italy through prior to World War II. They're monitoring mail. They're monitoring emails. They're looking at telephone records. They're watching what you say. And, we're headed to a fascist state, I believe, with all my heart.
Right.
That's the road
right.
we're going down. And we need to make our friends and neighbors and be mindful while we do it. If they're open to it, make them aware of it.
Well, we need to remind people.
Get ready and hold on.
I agree, John. These terms get thrown around, and a lot of people don't understand what fascism is. Fascism is a cooperative effort in big government and big business to run everything to suit themselves. That's all fascism is.
Another word for it, John, is corporativism. And you look at what's going on now. When I was a young man, I just turned 50, so I guess I'm still young.
Yeah,
but they were splitting up. They were splitting up banks, and they were splitting up oil companies. And they were tearing Ma Bell apart. Now the phone company's emerging, the bank's emerging, the oil company's emerging, and they've all got a great deal of power in Washington, D.C. So we're headed to a corporate state, the corporations are controlling this government, sad to say.
Absolutely.
And I'm ex-military, but they are controlling
Absolutely.
This government. And it's for the almighty dollar, and they don't care who gets in the way. You get in their way, and they will do their best to stomp you into the ground.
Smash you like a bug. John, thank you for your call.
Thanks for all you do, my brother.
Okay. Well, I agree absolutely with what John's saying. You know, these terms get thrown around, communism, fascism, capitalism, and a lot of times by people who should know better, that the terms aren't being used correctly. And I don't agree with a whole lot of what Rush Limbaugh says, but one thing he said frequently that I do agree with, words have meaning. If you're trying to communicate, that's what we use language for, you know, honey, dinner's ready, whatever it might be. If you're trying to communicate, proper use of language is essential. Otherwise, you'll be ineffective, and you're wasting God's good clean air in your ineffective verbal or written communication. So just keep that in mind. Okay. I think we pretty much hashed out the cable tie thing enough to give you all a heads up on how valuable they are to have a supply of several hundred around at any given time. One final thing about the cable ties. If you get them large enough and long enough, you can use them for handcuffs. In fact, there are police supply houses that sell a version of cable ties for that specific purpose. Usually in a group where it's a riot situation where there's a lot of people that need to be detained, these large cable ties are used for that purpose with great effect. They're fast, they're lightweight, they're cheap. If you think you need to use them for that purpose, be sure you've got the proper cutters that can cut these things off without causing harm to the person that's being detained. Not recommended for your children or mother-in-law, I might add. So just keep that in mind. Okay, we covered the cable ties, we covered space blankets. When you talk about freeze-dry guy, my buddy, freeze-dryguy.com. Part of preparedness is having a supply of nutritious food on hand that will keep for years and not lose its nutritional value and be tasty, easy to prepare. Freeze-dry guy has the highest quality Mountain House products, for example. That's the best. At the best pricing, he and I had some discussion about this, and we came to a conclusion that the way I've been marketing his business is the way to do it. I've been telling people for several years now, you need to do this. You need to shop the competition. You find out what people are offering, what products, at what prices, and be sure to look at their shipping charges, whether the shipping's included in the pricing, because that adds up to some pretty serious money pretty quick. Then you do this. You go to freezedryguy.com or you give him a call, 530, I'm going to say this number twice, area code 530-265-8333, again solely, 530-265-8333, freezedryguy.com is his website. I issue that challenge knowing full well that you're going to be happy, you're going to be pleased, you'll be a smile on your face when you find out what Freeze Dry Guy has to offer compared to the competition. There's a lot of good people selling a lot of good food out there, don't get me wrong. When it comes to spending your hard-earned dollars, you need to be prudent. You need to get the best value for your money. You know, the food that's nutrition, taste, and pricing. That's why you're going to have a smile on your face when you find out what a freeze-dry guy has to offer. So you need to check out that website, freezedryguy.com, and his phone number is 530-265-8333. He'll also do a consultation with you and help you pick out what you need to store back for your friends and loved ones. And he'll have recommendations for people of different ages and sexes to help you get the right choices there. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I was looking at the Republic website, and as you regular listeners know, Professor James McCanney is my regular guest. He's promoting, and he's going to be promoting, people have their own water filters. The kind of filters we're talking about aren't sold at your local sporting goods store or Walmart. Berkey is a British company, B-E-R-K-E-Y. Their products are carried at the Republic Broadcasting website. And they carry what I frequently refer to as the Basecamp filters, these larger ceramic filters that you would need for your Basecamp. And I've also got the sport bottles, which would be handy for use in the field, because you need both. If you're out in the bush, moving through the bush, and whatever your assignment might be to just get to another destination, to do a patrol, to search for a child that's lost or whatever it might be, you need a way to filter drinking water when you're on the move out in the bush, and the Berkey sport bottle will help you in doing that. So that's a great service that Republic Broadcasting is offering all you listeners to have these products available on the website here. You can painlessly order these items, have them delivered to your home, and be one less thing you need to worry about. Let's get back to preparedness a little bit. I mentioned earlier in the show, the host before me, Mr. Phillips, great guy, has great information, and he runs parallel in every area I'm aware of to what my recommendations are. Spiritual preparedness being first and foremost. Spiritual preparedness being first and foremost. I know if you're a regular listener, you've heard me go through this little thing a number of times. However, it is so important, and this is radio, we always have new listeners. Here you're going to get it again. We observers who have observed and read what went on in the American POWs were incarcerated in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. These Americans in these POW camps who survived, the ones who did survive, were much more likely to have a strong spiritual foundation prior to being locked up in a POW camp. Those who did not survive, those who perished, were far less likely to have a strong spiritual foundation prior to being incarcerated in a POW camp. This is historical fact, and we know this. And the point being, ladies and gentlemen, you need ASAP. You need to get your spiritual life in order. I'm not going to tell you how to do that. It's different for everybody. Chances are, whatever your upbringing was is going to be your guide. That's how it's going to be for most people. If you've changed your spiritual beliefs as an adult, then go for it. Whatever that might be for you, whatever that might be for you, you need to turn to your spiritual beliefs and become very grounded and very firm in those spiritual beliefs to get you through a long-term or even a short-term crisis. Absolutely, you do. Concurrently with that comes the acquisition of skills. Lots of skills that take time and practice and even a little bit of money to acquire these skills. The skills of a paramedic. Your local junior college can do an excellent job of giving you those skills. The skills of a ham radio operator. Almost any place in the country. Unless you're on a remote ranch in Montana where there's no neighbors in 100 miles of any consequence, most of you are going to be in a small community of some size. It's going to have one or more ham radio operators. And chances are a ham radio club within an hour or two drive that meets once a month or less. Might be a closer drive. you don't need to get the federal license to get the skills. I know many people who listen to Patriot Radio don't want any interaction whatsoever with the federal government. I respect that. But you do need the skills. I'm always working on my communication skills and my communications equipment and always learning more. It's an area that is in anything involving technology is in constant flux and change. And this is no exception. I'm looking to integrate GPS and computer technology into my primary work vehicle right now. I've already got a single sideband CB in there. I've got a Motorola commercial radio that can scan and transmit at over 100 frequencies and more. We got another break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back talking about emergency communications. I use my communications equipment every day of the week. I have communications equipment around the ranch here that my wife and I use to communicate with each other. we're spread out between different buildings, and it's just really handy to have radios to catch up with what's going on with each other. My primary work vehicle I have set up with single sideband CB, which I usually monitor channel 19 on the highway, listen to the truckers. I have a Motorola commercial radio Spectra model, which puts out over 100 watts, and I can monitor over 100 emergency frequencies. I can talk on all the ham frequencies. I also have a control box with an air horn, and I really like having a 100-watt air horn. Excuse me, I had a little cough there. Air horn is a safety feature to people, quite a bit louder than a normal car horn. And these days, with air conditioning and stereos and so forth, in my opinion, the air horn is a much-needed safety feature. The next upgrade to my communications package will be a mobile scanner that will scan all the emergency frequencies. And the one I'm looking at right now is a Uniden model, Uniden Bearcat, same company, that has 6,000 pre-programmed frequencies on it. In addition, I had the installer who put my Motorola in. I had him run an extra power cable to the trunk where I've got a fuse-controlled fuse block where I can install radio battery chargers, spotlight chargers, other radio equipment back there if I feel the need to. When I'm on the road, I monitor these emergency frequencies in the Missouri Highway Patrol, the local county sheriffs, basically for the same reason I do on the CB, the citizens band, to get a heads up on what's going on out there on the highway. It might be drunk drivers, careless and imprudent, CNI, and of course the worst nightmare of all, which is a wrong way driver on interstate highway. I had occasion to see that personally just about 3 months ago. I think it was in July, just before I had my air horn installed. I had encountered a wrong-way driver coming down the off-ramp on interstate highway intersection. That's pretty scary. So emergency communications equipment is not just for our emergencies. It's, in my opinion, it's for daily use. Get heads up on a multi-mile traffic backup before you run into it and you can't get out of it is a neat thing to be. And I about once a month, either my wife or myself, because we monitor these frequencies, we'll get off in an exit before we end up in a multi-mile traffic jam due to either construction or an accident. So these things pay for themselves pretty quickly. I know my time has value. I believe most adults value their time. If you don't, you should. Top of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
With recent